Ken Robinson talked about human creativity and education system. I agree with his ideas. In his speech, the creativity is as important as literacy in education. So we should treat with same status. Children have potential and originality, can show exceptional ability. Even if they don't know anything, they try to do. If they are afraid that it is wrong, they don't conceive of the original thing. The current education system eliminates human being's original creativity. To study mathematics and language is given priority to art subjects. However, they are not only the children that have academic ability, but also the children that have artistic sensitivity. Moreover, human intelligence is various, dynamic, and fearless. We should educate that all children can make the best of their intelligence. I want to speak my experience in the following. I studied the subjects like mathematics, science, and history very hard in childhood. Strictly speaking, I was made to study hard my parents. They often said that if I studied hard, I could go excellent university and get a good job. So I have thought studying is the most important in my life. However, only the subject to use brain isn't most necessary in our lives. If I had tried to do various things in childhood, I would take interest in a lot of things and have extended experience. That's why I want children to identify their ability and think a great deal of their possibility. Ken Robinson said, many people think that academic ability is superior to artistic subjects in order to work companies. Present education system has a few problems. It isn't only academic ability to need in a lot of companies. It is important for children to have creativity, cooperativeness, and sociability, and so on. Adults should teach children to have them. What should we do to improve such power? I have three ideas. First, schools should increase discussion in the classes. There are few opportunities to discuss in elementary school and junior high school. To talk about their opinion is to develop their creativity and positive thinking. Second, it needs to carry out feedback. For example, to touch them naturally, to perform an occupation experience, to appreciate traditional art, and so on, have them think about themselves. They will learn something that cannot learn in academic classes from feedback. Third, reading many books is good for them. Books made them more creative. But now, almost they read few books. I want them to read various books. Human creativity is limitless and make in the future. So that is it. We have to become the support that children make the future.